and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solutions.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 15th day of the month of May. Light rain right now, 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Rabbi Moti Reber, as we're going to be previewing a Kansas Interfaith Action Seminar coming up this Sunday at the First United Methodist Church. Rabbi Reber, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here today. So this may well be the introduction for a lot of folks around the area to the work of the Kansas Interfaith Action Group. And before we start talking about that work, some of your focal points, let's talk about what is going to be coming on Sunday.
Well, on Sunday morning, I'll be visiting First United Methodist Church in the morning. I'll be speaking at their adult education during their morning worship. And then at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 21st, we'll be having a meeting at that same church, First United Methodist Church, to talk about the work of Kansas Interfaith Action and some work we're trying to initiate in Emporia. So that would be about 4 to 5:30, I'd say, on Sunday morning, on Sunday afternoon.
So this is an Interfaith Action seminar. So what might be some of the topics?
Well, we're a faith-based organization that works on a number of critical justice issues. So we are affiliated, or we have partnerships with many of the mainline denominations, including the United Methodist Conference, the Episcopal Church, the ELCA Lutheran Church, and the Kansas-Oklahoma Conference of the United Church of Christ, among others. So we try to reach out within communities of faith to talk about the work that we're doing, both in Topeka and in the community. So the legislative session, as far as we can tell, is over, pending a decision on school funding. So we'll spend the rest of the year out talking to folks in the communities. We have a special focus, what we're calling a small cities project, to try to engage people in the cities of Emporia, Manhattan, Salina, and Newton. Where we've had some success in the past, but haven't really put a lot of focus on. Now we're going to be spending the rest of this year and next year really reaching out to people in the community to talk about our work and to engage people in the work of social justice that we're so dedicated to.
There's a couple of things in your answer I wanted to dive into, but I want to start with the first point that you made about the legislative session being done. From Kansas Interfaith's perspective, what are your thoughts on how the legislative session went, especially compared with your goals and objectives?
Yeah, it was a very difficult session this year. We came out of the election last year with a Republican supermajority and Governor Kelly in office, and what we thought the election told us was that there's a real appetite for moderation in Kansas, that people don't like the extremes. I think Governor Kelly ran as a moderate and successfully did so. We hoped that there would be an opportunity to pursue goals that we all agree on, or many of us agree on, including Medicaid expansion, the support of public schools. Medical marijuana would be in that category. I think addressing Kansas's dire water situation would be in that category. And instead, we find a very hard right legislative majority. Well, not even a majority, but yeah, very hard right legislative leadership, basically running their priorities over and over again, including the pursuit of school vouchers, including this kind of crusade against LGBT folks that we saw this year, and managing to use their supermajority to push these policies through with a single vote, just basically the minimum that they needed to override these vetoes. So I think it was really a missed opportunity, and I think a lot of damage is being done, and so it's really unfortunate.
You mentioned here about the small cities project. How does this really, from your perspective, how would this develop here in Emporia, and what would be the offshoots that you would like to see?
So we think that there's a number of cities in Kansas. Now, we're not talking about the biggest cities, but a number of cities in Kansas that have, they have universities, they have liberal Christian communities, which is the basis of our coalition. They either voted against the abortion amendment, which Lyon County did. They tend to vote for moderate, either legislators or gubernatorial candidates or both, which Lyon County does, and just are not, but haven't really had a lot of attention paid to them in terms of building a moderate voice, a self-consciously moderate voice, that linking them into state politics, linking them into a movement that will attempt to bring Kansas back to the middle. So I think that, the major political parties tend to look at the bigger cities, and I guess rightly so, but an organization like ours, which wants to engage people across the state, places like Emporia, places like Manhattan is another good example, are places where we believe we have the potential for support, for engagement, where people are concerned about the issues that we're concerned about. And we're a small organization with an extremely small staff, and we haven't really been able, up until now, to pay a lot of attention to these smaller cities. But now that we've actually hired an organizer, Emily Wilkinson, who's our small cities project coordinator, now we're really focusing on reaching out and using the relationships that we already have to build more engagement in these communities. And we think that people will really want to be involved in developing a moral voice, a moderate voice in Emporia and throughout the state for the pursuit of the policies that we prioritize.
And Rabbi Moti Reber, Executive Director of Kansas Interfaith Action. There will be a Kansas Interfaith Action seminar, 4 p.m. this Sunday at the First United Methodist Church. Rabbi, do people need to register? And if so, how do they do that?
That's a very good question. So KansasInterfaithAction.org is our website. Also, there's a Facebook page, also Kansas Interfaith Action. There is a way to register on that page. Also on our Facebook page, there's an event. So any of those ways would do it.
Does it cost anything for residents to register, or is this a free registration and then essentially a free dialogue conversation coming Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a community meeting. We're just trying to get people there. It is no charge to come. The reason, and I wanted to make sure that I said that, the reason that we talk in and through communities of faith is because of the moral basis that communities of faith are built upon. The long tradition of social justice, which we find in our scriptures, is something that we're really trying to engage people with, and it's something that people understand. The way that we say it is that the books mean what they say about poverty and about care for the poor and the disadvantaged, and that's something that we're really focusing on and trying to engage faith communities in. So we really feel like there's a moral basis to talk through faith communities, and that's why we're part of national networks of different people doing this kind of work, both within the Lutheran Church and within other networks that we're involved with. And we feel that it gives churches, congregations a purpose in the world to engage with the kind of work that we're doing, which I think is something that they understand. Churches are in the business of building community, and that's something that we that you know, that we want to encourage and take advantage of, I guess you would say.
All right, sounds good. Well, Rabbi, thanks so much for your time here today, giving us the preview of what's to come here on Sunday, and good luck with things here as you get really started on this this small cities project that you got going.
Thanks so much for the time, fellas.
Rabbi, thank you. Rabbi.
Thank you.
Modi Raber, Executive Director of Kansas Interfaith Action, and the Kansas Interfaith Action Seminar, 4 p.m. this Sunday at the First United Methodist Church.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we have one this week. It's Friday. So that's open right now. So you can give us a call at 620-342-1400, or you can also email us, kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow morning, Kate Bergman joins us as we discuss performances and practices for Emporia State's Summer Flute Choir. We'll also have Wednesday, event organizer Dow Wilson talking about the upcoming Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City. Thursday, our guest is Kansas Governor Laura Kelly.
The governor with us Thursday morning right here, KVOE, live and local. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 7:33, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? We have a good selection.